Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and today I am so excited. I wish, actually, you guys have heard the conversation before this recording. I want to introduce to you guys Kim Doyle. You probably have known her as the WordPress chick, but most importantly, she is an amazing marketer, podcaster. She's anywhere and everywhere and is just crushing it and has been for a very, very long time. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Dave. I'm totally going to bogart that intro, so thank you.
No, I'm just so excited to have you on. It's such an honor for me to have, just to spend time talking to you with you, because you've been doing stuff for a real long time. And we were joking around about, well, you know, it's the persistence. I don't care what it is. The fact is, Kim, you've got such a great reputation in this industry, and I just love having people like yourself on our show. I was talking with someone in the office the other day going, now, Dave, why in the world are you going to have the WordPress chick on a ClickFunnels podcast? Why would you do that? And I'm like, because she's the best in the business, and I love having the best on our show. But most importantly than that is we obviously do a lot with WordPress from a blogging standpoint. You and I were just talking about, you know, the marketing secrets and some of the stuff that we're doing on our site. And I just thought, you know what? I just needed to get you on the show. So, Kim, thank you so much. And anything else you want to add to this introduction before we just dive right into this stuff?
No, that totally made my day. So I'm like sitting here with like this, you know, beaming grin on my face. So thank you. And for what it's worth, I do use ClickFunnels, and I've jumped in, I've jumped out, I've jumped in, and we can get into that. But yeah, Expert Secrets has converted me like a little bit of a nut. So we're good.
Well, let's kind of talk about the thing you and I were just offline talking about. That was the importance of content. And I know you do a ton of content, everything from blogs to podcasts. I mean, you produce a lot of content. Help people understand why you do it and, more importantly, how you actually do it, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I'll tell you, Dave, to start that off too, is that when I started, first of all, with WordPress chick, I just fell in love, and it was a good domain name, for what that's worth, like 9 years ago. There was no strategy. Even with my podcast, I was like, I needed to have more fun and pull more of me into it, because I'd felt like with WordPress, I kind of got stuck in this, how to do this, how to do that. And that kind of content has its place. But I think things have shifted. The space has matured, and people really want to connect at that relational level. And I had, you know, I've kind of come back to fundamentals, I'd say, over the last year and a half, where this content has become like I can produce and write consistently. And I sort of live by this mantra of everything is content. And, you know, I had done sort of some high ticket masterminds, and I was doing, you know, podcasting done for you services and all this. But the consistent kind of kicker for me was when I launched the podcast, because you have to be consistent, and it just kept going and going. And the big thing for that was the relationships that came out of it. So with content, you know, it's not always tangible. You can't necessarily put your hands on it with traffic and stuff. And it's that sort of compound effect, right? That eventually all of a sudden it's like, wow, I got this many visits. And then it starts doubling and tripling because it all starts adding up. And the content piece, it was truly because of the podcast, because as soon as I started showing up as myself, I write like I talk. People hear like Kimisms, and, you know, they hear it. And so it's just, that's where I was getting bigger results. And so then I started doing this. I'm not sure if you probably are familiar with Ben Settle, does this daily email.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I love Ben. And I watched what he did for probably a year before I became an email player subscriber. And I thought, okay, Kim, this is outside of my comfort zone. I would do like the once or twice a month newsletter. And I'm like, I know that this stuff works and it resonates with me. I open his emails. I like the story piece. And so then I implemented that a year ago. And it's probably the second best thing I've done outside of the podcast, because I started paying attention to headlines and copy and editing more. It's like I've really gone back to mastering core direct response marketing principles. And from that, my confidence is built. So now I, you know, some content doesn't hit, and that's okay. I'm still going to produce it, but you only learn through the doing. And so, like, here's a great example. I did a story one time, or an email. My son was coming up the stairs. My kids are like 20 and 16, and he was carrying his breakfast on a plate. And I hear this huge crash, and I was like, dude, you all right? He's like, I knew that was going to happen. I was telling myself, don't drop your breakfast. Don't drop your breakfast. So I took that story And I totally used it for an email, because how many times do we do that in our business? We don't think something's going to work. And so we get this story going in our head. And, you know, I really believe setting intentions and thoughts are things and stuff. And so I take all these dumb experiences in my life and I can twist it into a story. And I just get feedback. I get probably one or two responses almost every day on my emails. And so then I take those and I write them as a blog post, and then I go share them. And so the whole content piece, you only get better through the doing, and it takes time, but it's been kind of an awesome journey.
I love that. We were talking about, video recording stuff. I wish I had your ability to write. I really do. For me, it's just easier to grab a camera and we just kind of shoot stuff and see, and let someone else edit and make it pretty and stuff. But I think the part that I love is how you've referred to the fact that everything is content and how important it is for you to find stories in your daily life. It kind of goes back to, the whole Seinfeld episodes of the whole show based on all this craziness. But I know for me, as those are the most engaging types of podcasts, the most engaging types of blogs, the most engaging types of emails, is when that story is something that's a part of my daily life and it just resonates so well. So I love how you do that.
Thank you. And you don't want to go look at like the first post on the WordPress chick. I was like, because I'm like, that was totally a robot who wrote that. Like, who? There's no personality. There's no, and so it's taken consistent time. And you know what's funny, Dave? Like with the stuff that's easier. So like video for me, I could do screencasts yesterday, but I've always had this hang up about getting on camera. I'm not happy with the way I look or this or that or whatever. And so I'm like, Kim, you got to just show up, girl. Like it's you preach this, you talk about it. And so This was so outside of my comfort zone. So I told you, like, I've been binging on Expert Secrets. Dot-com secrets is great, but I've been diving into this. How do you craft a story that pulls people in? So, and doing that work, which is all kind of behind the scenes, because you got to take notes and you got to, write out 50 headlines before something clicks or the magic starts happening. So one of my favorite things during the summer is to float and read, right? Like I pull, so I'm like, I float and I read. And so I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to do a video about this epiphany because of reading the book from the pool, right? Mind you, it was kind of like chest up, but like, I was like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be real. And it's relatable, right? So it's like, we get in our heads, and for, a lot of people, I don't like to write. I'm like, I never thought I was a bad writer, but it was never like, oh, I want to do this. And now I have so much fun weaving these stories together. So I think with any piece of content, you learn through the doing and you get better at it through the doing.
I love that. I completely agree with you. I feel the same way as far as video goes. Most of my videos is my filming somebody else because I get real personal. I'm the oldest guy in the office basically by easily 10, 15 years because everyone in this office is, 30 years old. And I'm like, we've got all of our developers in here and they're in their 30s. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was talking with my wife out the other day. I'm like, sweet, I feel like I'm just like the grandpa at times. And yet at the same time, she's like, Dave, you just got to get over that. And I'm like, I know, but I do. So, I'm losing my hair. It's going gray, whatever. So I'm wearing a hat all the time. And she's like, Dave, you just have to embrace your age and everything else and use it as experience. I'm like, I hear what you're saying, but it's not what I want to do, sweetheart. So, so I understand that aspect.
Yeah. And I think I just turned 47. So it's like, and sitting here and I'm like, I've been at this for 9 years and I kid you not. I really feel like it was the last year and a half that it was like, I get it. Now I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. And I mean, I've gotten rid of service work in my business. I'm like, Kim, you're supposed to show up. You need to do your thing. And, so it's all those things. And so, I mean, for what it's worth, Dave, like you go toe to toe with the energy level for those guys because of all the, I've watched all those videos. I'm like, I don't know that anybody goes toe to toe with Russell's energy, but.
We have a lot of fun. That's for sure. And I appreciate that, Kim. Thanks. Well, I know when we're taking a look at one of the things you and I were just talking about before we got on, and that was a product that you're working on, which is a lead survey type of app. And I want to spend a little bit of time because it's a transition from content to lead surveys and connecting and communicating with people. If you don't mind, just kind of talk a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it and the impact it's having on your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done a lot of content around tools and plugins and all that because I love to play, right? And I loved the idea of a SaaS product. I tried plugins. And when I say I've tried them, let me tell you that I've had developers create them so that I could try. You know, but the thing that's always been interesting with me is the WordPress space is tough. People don't want to spend the money. Marketers will spend the money because they will measure the return. So I came across this site and it was like, you know, you don't want to do something just to do it, right? And so I'd come across a site and the opt-in was this simple, like 3-4 step little modal, like it was a pop-up and it was steps of a survey. And it was like, hey, you know, before I give you the thing, it was, how do you describe yourself? Blogger, podcaster, marketer, whatever. And so it went through and it was, how big is your list and what social channels are you on? And it was like this huge light bulb went off because I was like, this is brilliant. Now he knows XYZ about me and he can send me content specific based on how I've responded here. And I wasn't put off by it. You know, it was easier than doing a quiz. I mean, I didn't have to think. I was just like, okay, yep, yep, yep. And then I got my download and I thought, oh my God. So I connected with a developer through my podcast like a year and a half ago. And we had kind of been playing with let's do a plugin. And I just was really hesitant. Again, WordPress has a special place in my heart. But I get really frustrated when people don't grasp how much time and energy goes into supporting. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, I have a very clear understanding about that support element. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder when people get like really frustrated, I'm like, would you expect somebody to fix your car for free? Like why would you not expect it? Anyways, you know, so that's my favorite pastime is to do like real life analogies with online because there's such a disconnect. But anyway, so I said to him, I go, what about a web app? And so we came up with lead surveys. And the point of this is to, you get to create, you know, and they're simple. Like we're kind of using Google Material Design, which I really wasn't familiar with. But the point again, is that you'll be able to customize a simple survey to gather data, and then there will be conditional logic and retargeting based on how your subscribers answer those questions. That's probably the simplest way to do it. And really, my whole thing was you need to know who's on your list. Like I've sent out surveys to my audience, and you know, if you get this like tiny 1% of people who maybe take the time to respond, and you still don't really know what they want. So like, I was thinking about this for e-commerce, like how magical would it be if you went to a site and it was like, hey, are you here? It was a shoe site, right? And are you here for women's shoes or men's shoes? And you're like, women's shoes. And it's, oh, you want to look at sandals or boots? And then the next time you go back, it's like, hey, Kim, last time you were here, you said you were looking for women's sandals. Did you see what's on sale? So, you know, again, my partner would probably want to punch me because we've got like version zero and then there's, you know, stuff coming down the pipeline. But I think marketing is really going towards this personalization, whether it's content or the messaging, beyond sort of the, hi, Kim, in an email.
I totally, totally agree with you on that. It's we spent a ton of time. In fact, we're joking around about the fact we have all of our developers here in the office today all week long because we're looking at trying to do a similar type of thing with ClickFunnels as far as making the onboarding experience more custom. And it's, man, I'm amazed at – when you're talking about this whole logic tree, there's a ton of stuff that goes into a logic tree. And it was funny because we were sitting here, oh gosh, it was, I don't know, 10:30 last night. We're all in the office and going through, and John Parks and Russell were kind of coming up with some of the logic. And then Todd, basically the other co-founder of ClickFunnels, comes in and goes, well, guys, you're doing it completely backwards. And we're like, what do you mean? He goes, well, so you guys are writing it as logic from the perspective of a person going through the process. As a developer, I've got to do logic from the back end. And so everything you have on this page actually should be on this other page. And it was just like, are you serious? And when you're working with a developer, I mean, logic is, I don't know, to me, it's almost like a misnomer. It's kind of an oxymoron. everything is just the opposite of what you think logic is.
Well, it is. And then it's like you have to plan for features at stage zero that might be down the road at stage five, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like it's been this whole, oh, like understanding that every time something loads, that's a call to the server. There's a cost. There's this and there's that. And so like me as the content person, the marketer, you know, that's really where I'm like, this is what I want. And he's like, nice theory, Kim. You know, and so, but the other thing is like, you know, it's funny because with like the onboarding, I've become, you know, diving into every single like free beta SaaS that I can to pay attention to how people do that and what resonates with me, because I also want to be able to log in, like, right with ClickFunnels. You log in, you can have a funnel up quickly. I want somebody to be able to deploy a lead survey in like 10 minutes. You don't necessarily have to know what to do with the data from day one, but that's where I'm going to come in because, you know, again, I swear, Dave, I've just been obsessed with how, with the expert secrets and getting, I was looking at, you know, what, and forget technology piece, right? But like, what is the difference between, or say ClickFunnels and lead pages? Like lead pages is a tool. ClickFunnels is this way of life. There's this, people buy in, they want to feel like they belong to something. So it's like, how do you craft that, right? So it's been fascinating to step back and figure out, you know, who do we want to help and how does this make a difference in their business and then their lives and stuff. And I'm not saying I haven't done that with the WordPress chick, but I just feel like this light bulb went off and content is that sort of missing piece because you get data for free content. You're going to get a ton of data. The more content you put out, the more information you're going to get back.
Totally there.
Yeah. Gosh, sorry. I was like, it. Did I lose you? Sorry.
No, I was like, I've actually taken notes on this. It's one of the things I am such a huge believer in is the importance of people understanding that when you're creating that kind of content, that it's amazing to me as far as the data and the feedback that you get back. You may have mentioned earlier as far as, yeah, you know, I send out an email, I get one or two responses and that becomes my blog post. And I think because we've done that with, I did a 30-day Facebook Live challenge and it was amazing to me. First day I did it, my mom didn't even show up. I mean, there was nobody showing up for Facebook Live. But yet over time, it was crazy where all of a sudden you started getting two or three or four people. And now, I don't have a huge Facebook following, but it's been fascinating for me to see the feedback that I've gotten. And it's one of the things I actually do enjoy about Facebook is you'll have, you know, 300 views and only four or five comments. But it's amazing how those four or five comments really can almost direct like what you're referring to as far as what your next content piece is going to be based on the comments and the feedback that you received. And so I love what you're referring to with regard to the surveys and how that it is such an important part of a person's business. And so I guess as you're listening to this, I hope you understand, first of all, be out there creating content like crazy. But then second of all, do things that you can actually use that content for in a way to segment your list. And again, I know you've got lead surveys coming out in October or sometime thereabouts, and we'll integrate with ClickFunnels, all that kind of cool stuff. But I think the part I love about what you've come from literally years of doing content, and now you're taking all this and you're assimilating this content in a way that has allowed people to actually be more interactive with you in your marketing and your approach. And I think it's just brilliant the way you've done it.
Well, thank you. And you know what's funny? So with the WordPress chick, so I stepped back and I decided, okay, no more service work. And you know, somebody had said to me, maybe this is egotistical or just going to turn people off, but they're like, oh, you know, you could do like a podcast network and create shows. I'm like, I want to be the star, not the producer. <You know? laughs> I'm like, it's been more my personality, but it was, so that was part of why I was like, okay, you know, let's stop the service work. And I thought, all right, WordPress chick is sort of my foundation, the hub, right? I do content. I've got an audience. I've got a list there, all my social channels. People know me through that. But as my business has changed, so my list and my, you know, and they've grown, left, come in, whatever. So I thought, okay, in terms of monetizing the site, you know, I've totally stayed away from any sort of membership or continuity because I didn't want to do how to do this with WordPress every month and how to do that with WordPress every month. And so, you know, especially, I mean, there's tons of great free content and I'm not saying that doesn't mean you can't do it paid. It might be free. You can still do it. But I thought I love, love, love content. And so I've got content creators. It's a Facebook group and it's all about content. It's all about content. And so taking this and then I'll turn that into, you know, recurring revenue through the WordPress chick. I totally don't know exactly what that looks like, but I can talk about content till I'm blue in the face. And so a lot of people, especially from the WordPress space, you know, avoided it or they did all this service work. I'm like, you guys, at the end of the day, you're still chasing every new project. Then it's like, build the foundation that pulls people back to you. And it's content. It's totally content.
I love that. So again, it kind of comes just natural for you. If you were to give people, you know, a couple of tips as far as the best way of creating content, what would you tell them?
The first one is just show up. And I'm sorry if that's not very tangible, but you baby step your way into it. And again, it's become much more natural to me after, you know, it's 9 years in. And the first few years, it was, I overthought it. That's the biggest thing I would say. Don't overthink it. You know, when you mentioned Gary Vee earlier, and I have this love-hate relationship with him because I have you know, it's funny. And I met him in Vegas. I came out of an elevator and it was just me and it was him. And I was like, Gary Vee, he's awesome. He took a selfie with me. I forgot my phone. He emailed it to me, but it's like, if you can pay attention to what he's doing, I mean, he documents everything. So that's all, the easiest thing to do is document what you're doing, share the journey. You know, you're talking about Facebook Live. So when this whole Messenger bot thing came out, I was like, well, I'm going to test it. And I thought, let's test it, do a live stream, create content around the test. And I ran it through the WordPress Chick page, and it blew me away because I can get more people on a live stream than a webinar. Not that I'm going to stop doing the other one, but it was crazy. So I just tested this thing live. I said, here's why I'm doing this. We have little lead survey stickers. I'm like, you know, and so I created content around that. And then you just pull that in as a post and a video, and you pull the comments in, and this is my thoughts on Messenger. It was nothing other than, I'm going to try this. I'm going to share with you guys what I'm doing. So really, that is the easiest thing to do, because you'll find out what your audience wants most. The other thing, you know, be willing to be vulnerable. And this is that sort of baby step piece, right? You know, it's like you assume everyone knows your story. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but so I was widowed 14 years ago, and my kids were little. They were 6 and 2. I was working full time. And that's why I started my business. I'm like, there's got to be a better way to do this. I need to be home for the kids. And I've always kind of had this entrepreneurial bent. Like, I owned a scrapbook store and a bunch of stuff. And so the anniversary of my husband's passing was May 7th of this year. And I woke up and it wasn't the first thing on my mind. And I felt such gratitude for that. And that might sound strange, but like, you know, probably the first 10 years, it was like we had to celebrate it and honor it. And obviously, sure, you know, I've got my kids. He's a huge part of our life and I miss him every day. However, to know that I've come to the other side of this and to be able to wake up and be like, it's a good day. And so I wrote an email to my list, and it was just a personal message of hope, in loving memory, and a personal message of hope. And the story was just, this is what it, and I assumed, Dave, that everybody knew this because I've talked about it before. And I just said, my point in sharing this with you guys is your dreams are worth pursuing. You stick with it. And thank you for being on this journey with me, and for, you know, knowing that I've gone from trying this and trying that and trying, and the people, there's a lot of people that have stuck with me. And so then I took that email and I did a blog post, Dave, that was the highest traffic day to my site in months. I think I got like 300 shares that day, and it was a Sunday. But I literally just took the email because I was like, I was just inspired to write it. And so you don't know, you have to be willing to take a risk. And like I said, I mean, I've really baby stepped my way into the vulnerability. There's stuff that I thought I would never share out loud on a podcast, but I've gotten more comfortable, and I've gotten more comfortable, and I've gotten validation that my audience connects with me more.
Man, I love that. And again, when I was doing some research for the podcast, I saw that as part of your story, and I hadn't heard that before. And I appreciate your sharing that and bringing that up, because that vulnerability is, I think, is the hardest part. I was talking with a mentor coach I've done a lot of personal development type of stuff with, and that was some of her biggest advice was, you know, Dave, you just have to be willing to share more. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to. And then the other thing is I was said, you know what? I don't know if people even really want to hear that side. And she was like, they really do. That's the part they really do want to hear, is that vulnerable side of you. And obviously there's a thin line as far as what you share and how you share it and all that kind of stuff. But I think that's probably the part I've noticed as we've been doing a lot of this video, as you mentioned, as far as, you know, Funnel Hacker TV and all this kind of stuff. Some of it is all the fun stuff is easy. That's not vulnerable at all. But the vulnerable type of stuff, it's at times almost a little painful. And yet it's the part that people really want to hear. They want to connect with you. And I kind of, you know, we joke around about all the time as far as, you know, people want to work with those people who they know, like, and trust. And that like and trust really comes from the knowledge of feeling that vulnerability. So I really appreciate your sharing that.
No, absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting to me too, Dave. I was like, because you also don't want to use your story like It's sometimes it's like, am I using this? And it's like, but it is, you know, I wouldn't hesitate to share that it's taken me this long or that this failed or whatever. So it's like, why, you know, it kind of goes back to that. You have a responsibility to share things with your audience if it's going to help them connect more, you know. And for what it's worth, like, I watched the virtual book tour, and when the internet kept crashing on you guys, I felt that pain, right? But so here's I did a pre-sale webinar. It was a live stream for lead surveys. Well, Be Live didn't want to work that day. Right. And I had all these people register for it, because I was trying to figure out how to do that. And it kind of threw me off my game. Like, I'm not shy. I like doing this stuff, but it was just like, and it threw me off. And that afternoon I was weepy and I was like, girl, you need to go watch some TV. You're going to unplug. You're going to look at this with new eyes tomorrow. And then I shared in an email the next day. I'm like, that was a total cluster. It wasn't how I wanted it to go. And back to the drawing board. And, you know, it is like being able to say that to people. Cause when all you see is, well, they had a 6-figure launch and they had this and they had that. It feels so, so far away from where you are sometimes.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. I think people, they don't understand the overnight success that took, you know, 15 years to make. And it's just one of those crazy things. And I hope people understand and really kind of connect with that and realize, you know, the only way you get to where you are is kind of like what you were talking about. First of all, you have to show up. And a lot of times that showing up is, it's kind of lonely at first. But
cricket sometimes.
Yeah. But as you're able to connect with your audience, and as you do become more vulnerable, people, they want to know that, hey, you know what, it's okay. And I think sometimes that vulnerability provides a lot of hope to other people. And I think that's why it's so important to share that.
I do, you know, and with that, on the flip side of that, I think people are really excited to share your wins then, right? Because they know, you know, the whole, you know, do the work. Excuse me, I lost my word. But like that screaming, it's like, I did this, a hashtag literally was F the hustle, and I think it's probably,
I saw that.
Right? I think it's just probably the age I'm at in my life. And that doesn't mean I don't work. Like I will go crazy when I'm inspired and then I crash. So I'm not saying I don't hustle, but you got to do what feels right, which is what Gary Vee says. Don't try to be like me. Own who you are and do your thing. And so I think it's really when people know I've been working on this, or, you know, I have been recrafting the promo for lead surveys to do another webinar for like 2 weeks now, because I'm working through the book and sitting there going, wait a minute, we're not solving a problem of segmenting, where it's who's on my list, like how can I talk to them, you know. So it was really getting into that messaging. And before, I would look at it like, okay, well, this is what we do, and this, the format, the technical pieces were all there. It's like, you got to do the mind stuff, Kim.
Oh, I love it. Well, Kim, as we kind of get close to wrapping things up, what would be any other suggestions or tips and tricks you'd recommend people do when they're trying to become more vulnerable or creating more content?
Yeah. First of all, again, document. I think that's the easiest thing to do. And it sounds so, all this stuff sounds so old school, but if you master the fundamentals and you take the time to get better at writing, to get better at producing, to get better at email, headline, whatever it is, right? That stuff starts paying off, you know? And then lastly, it's that relationship piece. You know, it's like, it's very easy to get to be busy, right? You've got work to do. But I've really started doing a lot of like, hey, let's hop on Skype, and time is tight. I totally get that. But if there's somebody out there, you know, that I can share their story and say, hey, these are cool people that are doing cool things. They may not be an influencer, you know, all of a sudden you just start creating solid, tangible relationships with people, and you don't know where they're going to lead to. But it's just take the time to have those conversations. That is part of doing the work too.
I love it. Well, Kim, how do people get a hold of you? What's the easiest way of reaching out and getting more,
Kim? The best place is the WP Chick, and the podcast is there. Everything is there. Most, other than Facebook, I think most of my profiles, though, are Kim Doyle, and it's D-O-Y-A-L, like awesome. Royal Doyle.
Well, Kim, tell me what, as far as lead surveys, you're expecting that October, is that kind of when?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be doing some more I want some founders in so that we can do, you know, I want the feedback and I'm going to do the one-on-one sort of onboarding and that kind of stuff. But October, you know, and it's leadsurveys.io. You can go check it out. And, you know, I'm totally transparent, guys. Like, this is everything we've done, I'm sharing through the content. So I started writing blog posts for that months ago. So everything is there. We're still navigating our way through it. I'm really, really excited, though.
Awesome. Well, Kim, thank you so much for spending time with me today. You're amazing. I love having you on. And again, I look forward to your success and can't wait to catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave. This was great.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.